Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Rocket Mortgage, they're with you every step of the way. They know that these are challenging times. And Rocket Mortgage, they're prepared to help. If you need mortgage assistance, contact their team 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage, they're with you. 1:20 p.m. Eastern, we do the top five. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. We have the top five state flags. I'm writing mine down as I speak. I think I've already given away two of them, so I only got three more to go. Some of your flags out there, some of you folks really need to be ashamed of your flags. I said it before at the beginning of the last hour. If you have the name of your flag, or if you have the name of your state in your flag, you need to change it. You need to change the whole thing. Get rid of the flag. Get rid of your flag and do something different. Montana. I know you're Montana. I don't need you. I don't need a written Montana. Oregon, I made fun of Washington state flag because it's a seal with a picture of George Washington. Well, I wouldn't have known I was in the state of Washington without this picture of George Washington. State of Oregon has State of Oregon written on their flag. Did you even bother? It's like you got everything together and then the one cool thing you could have done, which is your flag, you just slapped it together and went, all right, there's our flag. No one's going to notice it anyway. Really, all we need is the U.S. flag and that's about it, right? The U.S. flag, the armed forces flags, no one really notices state flags, except for Texas, maybe a little bit of North Carolina. Texas is a very well-known state flag. North Carolina is a pretty well-known state flag. South Carolina is not as well-known as it should be. That's a beautiful flag, folks. I'm going to give that one away. And Ohio has a pretty interesting state flag. Everyone else, all right, let's take from what it looks like. Hickey, tell me I'm wrong. We're going to take a blue background. We're going to put some crest on it. Boom, there's your flag. Right?
Yeah, well, with insert state name here on the bottom.
I mean, just honestly, and if you guys were to mess with your flags, I wonder how many people would notice. How many people would notice? Like if you took the North Carolina state, nah, the North Carolina state flag's pretty recognizable, so strike that one out of there. Let me think. If you were to take the West Virginia state flag and just put a picture of Bobby Huggins up there, would people notice? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. How long would it take people to notice that that's a different looking flag? A month? 3 months? Colorado, instead of the C, you put a weed leaf on there. Would that count? 855-212-4CBS. Indiana, Bobby Knight. Okay, never mind.
Indiana, you just leave yours. How about Peyton Manning? Boom, picture of Peyton Manning.
There you
right
go.
There.
But, well, no, because I remember for the state of Mississippi, I already said you ought to put a portrait of the Mannings as your state flag. The whole Mannings, Archie, the three boys, the grandkids, the whole thing. That's what you are. You're the Mannings.
They're from Louisiana,
Mississippi
though.
Is
that
the
count?
Mannings.
All right.
Just rename the state Manning. What? What'd you say? What counts?
No, I said, I mean, they're from, like, Louisiana, though, like New Orleans area.
Yeah, but he played at Ole Miss, and Eli played at Ole Miss, and let's not get into
details
here,
I take it back. You're right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Manning is now the new state name.
Doesn't Archie's grandson play high school football down in Louisiana? Isn't he really good? Like, he's a really good quarterback?
I think so.
What genes?
Arch, I believe, is his name.
Man, some guys get all the luck, you know? 855-212-4CBS. I'm already in a bad mood. Today's a very special day for me, and I thought I was going to watch NASCAR this morning, and NASCAR's already taken off the air because of the rain. Looks like it might rain for the rest of the day. They look like they're going to have three races tomorrow. I wanted to get this off my chest earlier. I'm going to get it off my chest right now. Because I've been wanting to say this during this show, and we're going to do top five coming up here at 1:20 p.m. Eastern, so I know it's going to be a big deal, so I got to be able to get this one off. You know I'm a big NASCAR fan. You know that we talked about the Bubba Wallace situation over the last 2 weeks. You know damn well it's not a Bubba Smollett situation. Stop mixing them up. Do not say Jussie Smollett, Bubba Wallace, Bubba Smollett, 855-212-4. That's not what it is. He wasn't there on the premises. He didn't see it originally. From what it looks like in the photo, yes, it does look like a noose. There is a however, because there's always a however. Because somebody is always going to be someone to blame. We're always going to try to find someone to blame. If you ask me, what else did you want NASCAR to do? If NASCAR, and let me throw this to you. When I say I'm a NASCAR fan, there's usually a connotation with people. From where I'm from, seems to be that way. Oh, Ken, do you like hee-haw? Oh, Ken, do you like country music? And then it usually gets to something else. And NASCAR has had a nasty connotation and a reputation with certain people out there for a very long period of time. So this has been going on over the last couple of weeks with Bubba Wallace and people sending him nasty messages and saying that he's ruined NASCAR and ruined the Confederacy and all that other stuff that they yell at him. And so they go to Talladega, and somebody in one of the garages on his team sees something that looks like it's fashioned into a noose. They have heightened sensitivities. Now, if NASCAR does this, if they say, hold on here, let's just wait a minute here and let's see. Hold on, now it doesn't look good, but hey, you know, I don't see any of the other ropes over there. I don't see any of the pool ropes that have it. Okay, let's figure it out later. And they say nothing to nobody. How bad does NASCAR look today? If NASCAR says let's wait, how bad does NASCAR look today? Some people say they look fine. They waited. They look fine. In that moment, though, if they were saying that they waited and that somebody else broke that there was an investigation or there should be an investigation, if Jeff Gluck or Bob Pockrass or Marty Smith or Ryan McGee or any venerable NASCAR writer would have said that, whoa, we found something in here and NASCAR hasn't acted just yet, people would have lost their minds. You know damn well NASCAR did exactly what they had to do. Even if it was ending up being a hoax, or even if it, which I don't believe it's a hoax, because that means that Bubba Wallace had to be behind it. He wasn't. He didn't even know it because he wasn't even there when it happened, because he's not allowed on the premises until he's ready to race, because he didn't have any practice before that. So even before that, if NASCAR waits around, NASCAR looks worse. At the fear of them making them look a little bit foolish and with a little bit of egg on their face, they did what they had to do. They found others in other garages, and more than likely, it was probably not done with malicious intent. Whoever had decided that they were in that garage for that certain time, and there were probably other times when those ropes were fashioned that way in those garages, probably somebody who had gotten assigned to that garage on one of those teams because they're great big empty areas that are under covering for each garage. They probably decided, oh, this is silly, and they just decide to tie it into a rope, and the way they go. And then things change, as they usually do, and things mean different things over time, and that's what it did in this situation. And for NASCAR, if they don't act swiftly and even put themselves in a situation where, yes, they can be embarrassed, if they don't do that, how bad do they look over the last week? They had to, even at the threat of embarrassing themselves and somebody going, guys, this was there since last year. This isn't a racial situation. Relax. Even since then, they had to do it. They had to get the FBI involved. This could have been considered a possible hate crime. And it was even scarier because there were people on that team who thought that that was a clear-cut message to them, to their driver, by somebody who may very well have been within their own garage, in their own sport. So they're walking down that grid on Monday afternoon, and they're all taking Bubba Wallace's car, and in the back of each one of their minds are going, who might have done this? Who might have done it? Now, some of those folks might have known. Some of those folks absolutely might have known that this wasn't done with malice. But NASCAR has to act this way. As a governing body in a sport that is trying to change the way they're seen, they have to overreact to this. They just have to. Honestly, nobody's at fault. The weirdest thing to me, the very weirdest thing to me, is the victory lap that goes around it. Because I don't understand, well, we find out it's a hoax. No, it's not a hoax. It's a misunderstanding, but a hoax would be that it was done on purpose. I don't think it was done on purpose by Bubba Wallace for the reasons I just explained to you. I don't think it was done on purpose by his own team. Hell, you had Richard Petty show up. He's 82 years old. He can't go to races right now because of the virus. He didn't even want to show up there. He didn't want to do it. But he had to because he wanted to show support to his driver. You think Richard Petty wants to be a part of any of that nastiness? Hell no, Richard Petty don't want to be a part of any of that nastiness. But he thought that an injustice was done, something awful was done to his driver, and he was going to show up there and show support. It was a big moment for that, but in all honesty, who looks bad? I don't think anybody should look bad. Bubba Wallace is the only guy who will kind of look bad because the worst part about this is it's a niche sport that I love. I love NASCAR, and I've told you a million times over the last few weeks. And I know that when people hear about Bubba Wallace, who he's not going to change his sport, unless he gets with Hendrick Racing or whether he gets it with maybe with Roger Penske. Maybe he gets back with Joe Gibbs Racing, which are probably names that are completely foreign to you folks out there. He does not race with the very best equipment. 14th at Talladega is about the best he can do. Top 10 somewhere in there is about the best he can do. Maybe, just maybe, because he has a good run and maybe it comes on fuel mileage in Michigan or something like that. Maybe he wins one if he stays there. It might happen, but it's probably not going to be. He's probably looking like he's not in a career that's going to completely change NASCAR. So that means that his name will eventually fade when it comes to the big name stuff, and especially as sports get going again. So that means that there will be a lot of people who they'll look at Twitter and they'll see Bubba Smollett trending, and they'll go, oh, really? He set that up on his own? And they'll just think that he did. He's the guy I feel bad for. NASCAR had to do this. NASCAR had to risk themselves looking like fools because they have to protect their driver. They have to protect their best interest. And their best interest is their driver, and their best interest is looking like they don't support very overt racism. They had to do what they had to do. 855-212-4CBS. Let me get to Chad in Wisconsin. He's first up on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Hi, Chad.
I just want to say I totally agree with what you're saying. And when I hear like some of the things on Twitter about Bubba Wallace and things that he's making this up and that he didn't feel threatened, he's just making up a lie. I don't know if I can say the guy's name. He's on a different network than you. But, I mean, Clay Travis is kind of saying these same things. I listen to him sometimes. And it just kind of makes me sick how he can say things like that without any facts.
Oh, I'm honestly, no, that's okay. Listen, his opinion's his opinion. I'm not going to go after that guy. It's whatever. I already have my opinion.
I'm not going after him either.
Yeah, I understand. I know NASCAR pretty well, and I don't believe that he would do this to himself to try to cause some sort, because I don't know, what's the win? Honestly, if he decides to do it by himself.
What would be the winning?
And if we were to find out that he did this, I mean, you're looking at this. If we were to really play with this type of thing here, Chad, where if he were to really do this on his own, you're making your own entity look bad. You're making your own race team look bad. You're making your teammates look bad. You're making the whole thing look bad. He wouldn't do this. Again, he wasn't even on the premises to have it done. Yes. He's not even on the premises to be able to do any of that type of thing. So, no, I agree with you, Chad. I agree with you. But because of where he is, and Chad, thank you very much for the call, because of where he is in the sport, where he is not going to be – like, there are guys who are going to continue the sport. He is not going to be Chase Elliott from what it looks like. He's not going to be a couple of the other guys, maybe Ryan Blaney, who just won this last week. There's a couple of guys who got the equipment, has what it takes. He's not going to be Kyle Busch. He's not going to be any of those guys. He might be a good driver, and he might change that if they put him in a really good ride. It's just a different type of atmosphere. It's a different thing. Because as good of a driver as you can be, if you just don't have the best equipment, you can run well, but you're not going to win many races. And if you're not winning a lot of races, we don't really pay attention to you. People brought up the same thing with him and Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods, because a lot of people watched this NASCAR race on Monday, Tiger Woods was going to wreck the PGA regardless. He was going to wreck professional golf regardless. He was just that good and just that much better than anybody. And you could have went out there and you could have given him a mop and he probably still would have won the Masters in 1996. Like he's just that good. He's going to change things. Bubba, unless he has top-end equipment, it's not going to change much. And he's the guy I feel bad for because I don't believe he had anything to do with any sort of a quote-unquote hoax. But I think that that's going to follow him for probably the rest of his career and probably the rest of his life to some people. And that's a shame. That's a shame. Because the last 2.5 weeks were a living hell, and then this happened, and it seemed to be ugly, and it seemed to be this nice moment, and it just was, yeah, you know what, that was there since 2019. And it was probably ugly then, and it's ugly now. But that's what a NASCAR has to do to get itself out from that cloud. There's a lot of things that they have to get back on. You get the Sam in Oregon. You're next up on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, newer listener. Haven't really heard you, but so far I like your show, man. A couple things. Oregon flag is pretty plain Jane, but I believe it's the only flag that's two-sided. It's got the beaver on one side and then the
really?
Seal on the other. Yeah.
Oh, whoa. Stay with me here. Stay with me here, Sam. Hickey, look that up. I want to see if that's true. That changes everything because I've only seen one side of your flag there, Sam.
Yeah, the other side's a beaver.
Wow. Okay. So, go ahead, Sam. Go ahead.
And the other thing was the knot that was put up whatever a year ago. I'm sure it was put up with, you know, someone doing whatever, but that is a clear-cut noose. And whether it was a year ago or whatever, there is no way someone just tied a knot and just, you know, just kind of hang the rope up.
I wondered several things. Now, I usually want to believe, Sam, that things are like, oh, I didn't mean anything by that, whatever. That's usually what I want to believe, and sometimes it's hard for me to see the truth. I'll admit that to you, Sam.
Yeah.
Like, I saw the picture, ESPN, NASCAR released the picture. I saw it on ESPN, I think, yesterday, and that's a noose. It looks like that.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
My thought is, was somebody being a knucklehead about it? Maybe, like, hey, check this out.
I'm guessing, yeah.
Yeah, because if that was in 2019, okay, well, that was, and somebody had the side-by-side of that stall, that's a Wood Brothers stall when Paul Menard drove the 21 in 2019, and that was in that stall. So then, and they said they found one in Sonoma, and they found, so somebody somewhere, every time they just went to a different place, was, there you go, and then I'll be able to, either they thought they could pull it down, or they're just a weirdo person who hopefully doesn't do this again and either gets out of it or keeps their head down from here on out. That's the only other thing I can say about that, Sam. By the way, you're right. It was just whispered into my ear. That changes everything about your flag.
Yeah. So, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just... Yeah.
It was just... It's something stupid that someone probably just did, and hopefully we can move forward with it. And I'm not a big NASCAR fan, but I do commend them for coming out and trying to get ahead of it.
Well, so. I totally agree. Sam, and thank you very much for the call. I totally agree on that. Hickey, you didn't know that there's a beaver on the other side of the state flag of Oregon?
I don't think anyone outside of Sam or anyone that resides in Oregon knew that the Oregon flag
We've had call. We have Joe in Oregon. He's a big Oregon State Beavers fan. He didn't even tell me this. We got listeners in Oregon, brother. We're big in Oregon.
That's poor advertising on their part.
It's like us and Bill Walton. Like, that's it.
When there's I pulled a up beaver. A picture of the 50 state flags, there's no even like asterisk or note. Hey, by the way, check out the other side of the flag.
All right, this might change things. Folks, this might change things. 855-212-4CBS. Coming up next, it's the top five. Oregon might have snuck its way in. Did it? Find out next on CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Ken Carmen Show.
855-212-4CBS. It is time for the top five, my favorite time of the week. Hickey, you picked a hell of a one, even though I knew it all week when we were going to do it. This is where Lane Kiffin and Mike Leach went to the State House in Mississippi to get the state flag changed. And I told the people of Mississippi earlier today, you guys got a golden opportunity to change your flag. 98% of state flags are terrible. Awful flags. You guys have a chance to change your state flag. I said, do whatever you want to. We had a person call in and say they wanted a riverboat being put in there. I said, you guys might as well just try to hoodwink people, get some extra money spent in your state. Just put a picture of Bear Bryant up on a flag, and some people will think they're in Alabama. Just go ahead and do it that way. Why not? Put a picture of Bear Bryant and Pat Dye right next to each other. See if we can get that one going, huh? Hickey, yes?
I'm in. I am in. Whatever, you
like,
know.
We're not good at football, but if we were, here are two guys we'd like to have had coach our football teams.
Well, we aspire to be. Nothing wrong with
yes.
that.
Yes.
A little motivation.
Exactly. This isn't where we're at yet, but eventually we'd like to get there. And then you can just change it because, hell, people don't even know. All right, we ready for the top five? You want to give your top five flags first?
Sure.
All right, go in an ascending order, 5-1. Go ahead, Hick.
Yes, sir. Number five, I have South Carolina. Iconic, easy to recognize. Love South Carolina's flag.
Wow.
Number four, Colorado. I love this sea with the little, we believe it's a sun in the middle there. Very classy, very simple, which is, you know, the theme here, I feel like. Don't go too crazy.
Okay.
Number three, Texas. I feel like there was no explanation. Everyone knows the Texas flag. Number two, now this is going to go against my cardinal rule that we talked about, but I just All love right. it so much. Wyoming's flag of the buffalo. Now, despite it does say Wyoming inside the buffalo, very small, so they still have their own state flag, their state name inside the flag. But just the buffalo there, I just love. To me, that screams Wyoming, which is what these flags should be about. We talked about it. These flags just have to take on the personality of their state. I think it's perfect. So despite having the name in the flag, I'll still go with him and credit number two. Number one, Arizona Joe earlier called in, said it. I love, love, love the Arizona flag. I feel like it's a great depiction of the state. Nice little sunrise in the desert. Arizona, number one.
Arizona, the number one flag. Okay. All right, I'll give you that one. All right, my favorite flags. Who just missed? You want a number six here?
Well, there's going to be people like Sam going to be disappointed?
Yeah, maybe. No. They're still out of the top five. Sorry, Oregon. You're out. But number six, New Mexico has a very plain but dignified flag. Have you seen the New Mexico flag?
Yes. That's one that was on the radar. I do like it. You're right.
Yeah.
Very simple.
Yeah. Indiana was close, too. I kind of like Indiana's state flag as well. Yes, no.
I'm not a big. I just feel like it's weird.
You don't like the torch
it
and the stars and the whatnot?
For whatever reason, it reminds me of New York's flag, and I hate New York's flag. So
okay.
that's why I kind of take some points away.
All right. Number five. And I want to say this is I hope this is the right one because they're close together. Is Rhode Island state flag. That's the one with the anchor, right? Rhode Island.
Yes, it has the
Rhode Island
with the stars around.
I didn't have 2 hours to think this up first, so I should have probably done that first. Okay, yeah, that's the Rhode Island state flag. It says hope underneath the anchor. It's like we hope to drop our anchor on hope and have more hope around this area here, okay? You know, Providence is a nice town, and Pawtucket, that's a good one. That's a good one. Was Cape Side in Rhode Island? Was it in Rhode? No, it was in Massachusetts on Dawson's Creek. That's right. Okay, well, never mind. Still, I mean, you got some good things there. Providence is a very fine town. Number four is Texas. I kind of wanted to leave Texas off the list, but it's a simple, nice flag. It's a simple, nice, you know, red, white, and blue. Here's our star. We're Texas. This is the Texas state flag. Texas number four. I like that flag. Number three. This one's going to be a surprise to you. Louisiana.
Wow.
I don't just like the pelican. I like that it looks like it's feeding the baby pelicans. That's what that pelican is doing. It's feeding baby pelicans. Union, justice, confidence. I think we can all get behind that, can we not? It's the seal of the state, but they don't have the seal around it, so they actually, like, you know, let it come to life in its own way on the flag. I think it's a great flag. That pelican's really cool looking. You got the baby pelicans here. It's like, here you go, here, here. Not just for us, but for future generations of people from Louisiana. You know what I mean?
I do.
That's a pretty
like
good
it.
One.
I'm a sucker for animals on, so I do like Louisiana's.
That's a good one. That's a good possibility too. Number two, South Carolina. South Carolina's got the number two best flag. You got the palm tree. Is that a palmetto tree or a palm tree?
Palmetto. Come on, the palmetto.
That's a palmetto tree. All right. Hey, I want to make sure. Okay, that's a nice palmetto tree. You got the half moon there. It's a nice tree. It's a nice tree. It's a nice flag. Simple, sophisticated. Nice. Number one, without a shadow of a doubt, and I know you guys are going to say, panderer, homer. Sorry. It's pointy. It's red, white, and blue. It's got everything you want. It's got a circle. It's got the stars. Got the whole thing. Circle gets the square, even though it's pointy. I say the state of Ohio State flag's number one. Boom. How you like that?
I'm not going to lie. Number one is a little... A little too homerish.
How is that homerish if it's number one? You tell me the state of Ohio isn't one of the most recognizable state flags. Is it maybe the most recognizable state flag out there?
No. No way. Not even close.
What's a more recognizable state flag? Texas
South
is
Carolina,
maybe more recognizable.
Texas. Maryland.
And those three are in. Oh, God. Maryland, please.
Everybody. I'm not saying it's good, but everybody
knows Maryland. I feel like I'm in a Tom
Maryland
Petty video
flag.
Looking at the Maryland state flag. No, 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 no.
California.
No.
Everyone knows California State Flag of the Bear.
Because it says California on it.
But you know the bear. You see the bear and you see Republic. Everyone knows what that means.
Doesn't matter. It says California on it. And plus, oh, here's a bear and it's walking on grass. And it goes against all the other color schemes of the flag. It sucks. Okay, it sucks.
I guarantee you.
Figure out another
flag. I almost want to do this. If we put a poll out on social media right now with just the Ohio flag, we say, do you know what state this flag represents? Yes or no? Poll question. I bet you a lot of people are going to say no.
I bet more than 60% will say yes. Go ahead and do it.
Okay,
go ahead and do it, tough guy. Go right on ahead and do it. For you to sit there and have the pills to tell me that the California state flag is recognizable, it says California on the damn thing. It's a silly-looking flag. Nevada looks like they barely tried. It looks like a stamp up in the corner of an envelope.
I thought Nevada's, when I was looking at it, I thought it was like a misprint. Like, there's no way that there's just nothing
it,
there.
It looks like they have to, like, do the drag where they make the image bigger. You know what I mean?
They didn't scale
the
size.
Copy and paste. Yeah, they got to scale the size there. And Michigan's flag, there should really be 52 states. If D.C. wants to be a state, that's fine with me. Really, 53. Puerto Rico, if they want to be a state, that's fine with me. And the U.P. should be a state in its own right. Because I've been to Michigan, and I've been to the U.P. They're different places. They're different places. That's like looping us in with West Virginia and Ohio. No, they're different places. All the rest of your state flags, I'm sorry. You guys need to go to the drawing board and get new state flags because most of these things are terrible. If your state flag says your state's name on it, you need to go and figure it out again. Lord. All right, that's it. Top five. So Ohio, South Carolina, Louisiana, that's a beautiful flag. Texas and Rhode Island. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. I didn't realize you and I would get in that big of a fight about state flags.
I love it. Love the passion. If only the state leaders who design these flags had as much passion that we do, it would be a lot harder to rank top five flags than what it came down to. Because you said it right. A lot are bad.
855-212-4CBS. Just throw out the number. Coming up next, you know, they've been thinking this way their entire lives. I don't think they can just turn it off even for something like this. And, you know, we were talking about state flags, and I think we got to talk about something else because I think you just need to figure out a name you like and get used to it. Because I think that some of you fans out there, your names are about to get changed. It's Ken Carmen, live on CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Ken Carmen Show.
Final segment of the day. Speak now, forever hold your peace. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. That's CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line. It's brought to you by the fine folks at GEICO. Yeah. And they've introduced the GEICO Give Back. It's a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers that last your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for info and eligibility. Hey, real quick, Hickey, right now, how much you sweating? You sweaty right now? I don't know if you can.
Very.
You getting sweaty?
I'm glad this is, you know, this is entertainment for you. This is enjoyment for you. I appreciate my suffering is your joy.
What are you going to do? Okay? Today's my birthday. I'm getting ready to go on.
Wait, is it really? Ken,
yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, 34 big ones. I know. Can you believe I waited until the final segment of the show to tell you?
Wow.
34 today?
Very selfless of you.
Oh, I know. I'm so bashful, so humble. I got my cigars. I'm having one cigar a day until Friday, because then I got a show on Saturday, and I don't smoke cigars the days before shows. And I don't. By the way, I try not to. Sometimes, you know, it gets a little weak. Get a little weak in the knees there. I try not to have whiskey. I think it makes me a little nasally the day before the show. Did you ever notice that there, Hickey? Maybe a little nasally in the morning.
I never thought it would have to do with the whiskey, but maybe I'll keep an eye out now. You know, I'll text you the night before, see what your plans are, and so, I'll try to take a listen. But I have not noticed a severe difference, that's for sure.
If you know that, if you hear me on a Saturday morning, folks, at like 10 a.m. and I'm a little nasally, you're going to go, oh, Ken was in the creature last night, I can tell. Well, we'll see if this is the last segment of the show, or maybe get a little bit more of me until Filippone can get on, which that should be the one. Who do you want to hear at 1 o'clock? Or do you want to hear at 2 o'clock? I thought we were on Central Time for a second. Who do you want to hear at 2 o'clock? Me or Pony, 855-212-4CBS. I'm kidding. I hope Pony can get in. I'm in a charitable mood, don't get me wrong, but I'm hoping Pony can get in. I'd like to end the show on time today. There's two things I had to get off my chest here to end the show, or maybe we'll carry it into the next segment. We'll see. You know, these guys are athletes, and I start the show off, and I'm going to have to do this a lot, and it's the same thing where I kind of kidded Hickey at noon today, Eastern, when Hickey came on, and I asked him what he did with his weekend off last week, and he said, you know, we had a family get together, socially distanced, of course. And I said, well, wait a minute, I don't automatically think the worst of you. I didn't think that you guys were all just sitting there having a makeout sesh with your whole family while all this was going on. I didn't think that was going on. Like, I assume that, yeah, you're taking every proper precaution you should, whatever, you know, those precautions are where you're at. And I think a lot of people are trying to do that. Now, we get worked into a shoot because we see this stuff on Instagram and Twitter and all these other ones here. We're trying to make each other more responsible people, but, you know, we can't make each other be more responsible people. And some people are going to have to learn the hard way. And, yep, it has been very unfortunate that, yes, some of us have been affected by the silliness of others. And it's very frustrating. I can understand that. But when it comes to our sports, it's going to have to be a different thought here. It's just going to have to be. Because especially for the pros, college football, I think that's very different. I think that these are not paid professionals. These are opportunities, big-time opportunities. I think if you were to ask any one of these 21-year-old men or 20-year-old men or 19-year-old men, they would say that I have an opportunity and I'm going to go take advantage of that opportunity. Because most 20-year-olds don't think bad things are going to happen to them. Before a virus, after a virus, I was an idiot when I was 20 years old, and my sons will probably be idiots when they're 20 years old. I just hope that they're less idiots than I am, than I was when I was 20 years old. But I can't guarantee that, and usually every generation's the same. You're 18 to around the time you get married, the time you start having kids, you feel invincible. And I think it's the same way with a lot of athletes out there. College football, again, different because they're not paid. But if we're going to do the return of baseball, if we're going to do the return of Major League Baseball and the NBA, there's going to be some things we're probably going to have to understand, and we're probably going to have to, dare I say, accept. That people are going to get it, that some people might get it worse than others, and we're going to probably have to get over that because they're going to want us to get over that. You know, I brought this up last week, and, you know, some people thought it was one guy, but I had to ask a friend of mine who plays in the NFC North, or in the NFC South, I beg your pardon. I said, would you play if the season were to open today, if camp were to open today? Yeah, you bet your ass. I got bills I got to pay. Now, that's one guy. I've texted others since, and they said, yeah, you bet your ass. I'm going to play. That's the way it is. Malcolm Jenkins is 32. Malcolm Jenkins has made a ton of money. Malcolm Jenkins also has another way to make income. He's a very smart man and is an analyst on cable news. And he says that right now he wouldn't want to play. I would find him to probably be in the minority of that, especially with football. Basketball's different. Baseball's different. Soccer might be a little bit different. Wrestling and football are very similar in a lot of ways. you're really taught from the beginning that you push back pain, that you push back risk, that you really don't admit to these type of things, and that you mitigate and move on. And these guys have been thinking this way their entire lives. Folks, I'm not trying to downplay it. I'm not. I'm just telling you what they're going to do. And it was so apparent a couple of days ago when you saw Tom Brady's social media post. Now Hickey, and I think Hickey's probably working on some other things right now. I don't want to bother him. Maybe he found out which one it was. I know it was some social media post. I don't know if it was on Instagram or Facebook or whatever it was on. But Tom Brady had a picture of himself sipping water with his Buccaneers practice jersey on, with shoulder pads on, with the FDR quote, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." Immediately, a lot of people got worked into a tizzy. Folks, he's not the only one. I know that some people don't agree with Tom Brady's politics. I know that they don't want to hear about Tom Brady's politics, and I know we've taken this, and we have made this a political issue on both sides. Regardless, Tom Brady is an athlete. Tom Brady's 42 years old. Tom Brady has one reason to play football, and one reason only, and that's to win a Super Bowl. He wants to prove desperately that he doesn't need Bill Belichick. He wants to prove that he can do it still with at least one more year in the sun, possibly two. He knows that this could be something very awful to his future. He's in a race against time, quite literally. But if you were to tell me that Tom Brady, and I don't necessarily know if he does or doesn't believe, quote-unquote, in the coronavirus, I would still say that, yeah, this is a guy who does the TB12 method. This is a guy who believes in stretching out his bones. And that's a quote. I'm willing to bet that Tom Brady doesn't think that he's not going to really, not that he won't take it seriously, but he doesn't think that the virus is going to get him. He's not going to put the virus over in the classic sense. He's not going to do that. He's going to go, he's going to play football, he's going to try to get his other guys to play football. J.C. Tretter, the leader of the players' union, they got the doctors, they said, hey, we really shouldn't be practicing together until it's time to actually go out there and practice together. And Tom Brady this week said, nah, that's all well and good. We're going to get together and we're going to practice. And I think that there might be some other quarterbacks out there, some other teams that look out there and they go, well, Tom Brady's going to do it. Nobody's going to get over on me. We're going to go do it as well. In a lot of other walks of life, it would seem foolish. It would seem silly. And in my walk of life, I look at that and I go, that seems kind of foolish and silly. But to them, just like us, we'll play our cards and we'll end up dealing with this one way or another. I get to the phones. Joe in Oregon, you ask and you shall receive. Joe in Oregon, hello. You're next up on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Sorry I missed the debate there about the Oregon flag. Working in customer service, got to help out the people sometimes.
That's okay. So, that's okay, Joe.
So what were the issues with the awesome two-sided Oregon flag?
All right. There were a couple of people who called in from the state of Oregon, Joe. They were upset because I said, listen, the state of Oregon's bad, or the state of Oregon flag is bad. It just says state of Oregon on that flag. And then we had a couple people call up, and they said, hey, man, there's a beaver on the other side of the flag. You're not giving the flag. It's just due.
It's the only two-sided flag in the nation, as far as I know, and the backside of the flag is the beaver state, and it's got a beaver on the back.
Why didn't you just leave the crest or the seal of the state on the one side of the flag, Joe? Why did you have to put state of Oregon on there and the year it was put on, the year you guys were given your statehood?
You know, I wasn't around back then, but I think they did it with the Oregon Trail and all the pioneers coming across, a tribute to them. I think that they wanted multiple things at once. Who knows, with what's going on in Mississippi, maybe they just might make us a one-sided flag.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's the way it goes. All right. Well, Joe, also, by the way, if I were to say Oregon, would you be upset?
You know, I was told, I might make your jaw drop here. I was born and raised in California.
Oh, wow.
I didn't move to Oregon until 2006 when I started attending Oregon State University. But my old platoon sergeant said I became an Oregonian the day I enlisted in the Oregon National Guard. So by oath of enlistment, I'm an Oregonian, or so I've been told.
All right.
I wouldn't get upset if you said Oregon. I know it drives the native Oregonians crazy, but it took me a long time several months, in fact, to actually learn how to say Willamette correctly for the Willamette River. Because my dad still says Willamette, or when Willamette University was recruiting my brother in football, it was Willamette, whatever that long W name.
Well, Joe, I thank you very much for clearing it up for me. I got to run, and I thank you very much for the call, buddy. All the best.
All right, thanks for getting me in, Ken. Talk to you later.
The great Joe in Oregon, who is a big Oregon State fan, and I've talked to him. He's never really been on the ledge, but I've had to talk him into what I think Beaver football is going to do that year. But there we go. We got corrected on Oregon, which I'm glad we did, because you say it right, Hickey. You don't say Oregon, which Hickey says Oregon. So everything's
Oregon,
fine there.
Come on.
My wife says it the wrong way. And then, of course, we got the flag right. I'm sorry, you're still about number 7. I hate to tell you that. No, and I'm getting a lot of tweets. And by the way, we will have Pony coming up next. And I got a lot of tweets on it just yesterday as well. If you're going to continue to have sports, if we're going to do this, we're going to have to deal with this. We're going to have to deal with this with common sense. And some of that is going to have to continue to be where there's more guys than Tom Brady who just feel that way. And where a lot of us have the right to go back to work and do hopefully what we consider to be an essential business to us, which might be non-essential to others. Yeah, we're going to have to go and do what is good common sense. And that's whether or not we're in customer service or whether or not we have to play football. And whether or not we can go watch that football. These days will end. One of these days will be nothing but a stinking memory. We won't look back on it and laugh. It'll be a stinking memory. But if we're going to do it, it's going to have to come with common sense. And while I might not love Tom Brady all the time, his message is what a lot of guys are thinking. Big thanks to everybody who joined us today on the phones. Big thanks to everybody who was a guest on the show today. Go listen to those interviews, CBSSportsRadio.com. Big thanks to Hickey and everybody. I'm Ken Carmen. Pony's up next. Have a great weekend, friends.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.